Le Cirque de Macintosh. In December 1929, Charles Rennie Macintosh's wife Margaret scattered his ashes in the harbor at Port Vendres in southwest France. The Macintoshes had spent their last happy years together in the Roussillon area of France, Port Vendres being the town where they finally settled. Although Charles Rennie Macintosh is a big name in Scotland, he is not so well known in France. This is not meant to diminish his achievements, it is just a fact. However, Macintosh is a greatly respected figure in France, especially in Roussillon. A testament to this is around 30 reproductions of his watercolors placed in situ and 3 interpretation centers dedicated to him in Port Vendres, Amélie Lébain's Palada and Alzuette, collectively known as the Charles Rennie Macintosh Trail. Center Interpretation Macintosh. Each center venue has a long history attached to it, thus providing interesting settings in which to appreciate Macintosh's contribution to the world of art and design. The center in Port Vendres sits in a pretty garden behind the Dome Museum and Art Gallery, which was designed in 1776 as part of a model new town, but due to the French Revolution it was taken over by the army in 1835. The center displays many facsimiles of Macintosh's watercolor landscapes of the surrounding area. For example, Rue du Soleil, which is said to reflect the similarity of style between Macintosh and the Austrian painter Gustav Klimt, whom Macintosh met earlier in Vienna. Also, the little bay with its emphasis on geometric pattern and distinctive use of color and light. The center in Palada is located within a medieval building which also hosts a museum of traditional artifacts. It sits next to the 10th century Church of St. Martin's, which was consecrated in 933. After spending 45 minutes in the blissful surroundings of the church courtyard waiting for the center to open, it was a rude awakening to be confronted by the stern museum assistant who ushered us in. She proceeded to march around switching on 3 video screens which competed with each other for attention, the cacophony obliterating the sound of bird song which lingered in my head from the outside reverie. One snippet of information, however, did attract my attention. The commentary claimed that the Glasgow School of Art had changed little since it was built. Hello, haven't they heard about the fires? Apparently not. The set of 4 original railing tops from the art school they have on display here, therefore, take on a significant presence given what little is left of the building now. In the midst of so many facsimile paintings, it was unclear if other items were original or reproductions, so I asked the scary assistant if a chair on display was original. "Ooh," she said, from Glasgow. The centre in Palada is interesting. It has a little more variety than the Port Vendres centre. For example, a display of Macintosh-designed textiles which were never commercially successful but would nevertheless not look out of place in IKEA today. Also on show are examples, on paper, of his unbuilt building designs, including the design for a concert hall which was completed in 1898, then submitted into a competition for the Glasgow International Exhibition in 1901. The building, which looks like a flying saucer, was considered to be an engineering improbability at the time, however, as what looks like a 20th century building designed at the end of the 19th century, it was truly ahead of its time. One wonders, therefore, if Macintosh could have found financial backing in France, perhaps from his wealthy acquaintance Frank Bertie Haviland, might he have resumed his career as an architect? What buildings might he have built? I don't know if Glasgow School of Art will be rebuilt, however, I do know that I discovered a Charles and Margaret Macintosh in France that I never got to know in Scotland. Macintosh was a citizen of the world who did not care to be pinned down. This comes across clearly when he said, "You must be independent. Go alone, crawl, stumble, stagger, but go alone." Isn't it time to let him go, Glasgow? Kathy Bell.